And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be here with you this Sunday morning. We are here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and of course always look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Morning, Jo.
And welcome back nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to see you, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Thanks, darling. Good morning, all. Good morning, good morning.
Now, Zoe, this last week has been Women's Health Week, and it's a week that's all about learning more about women's health and being inspired, I think, to make healthier choices, which is what we're all about here at the House of Wellness. Mm-hmm. So, Zoe, can I go to you first? What would you say is your go-to non-negotiable choice that you make for your health? Your number one.
Look, it's an My number one would definitely be my diet, obviously. As a nutritionist and a chef, I love eating. I see the difference in it makes to my clients and to myself, not only my mental health, but my physical health. And my joie de vivre, my outlook on life is very much dictated by what I eat. When I eat as well is a big one. You know, I often find that if I'm not eating regularly, I'm not stabilizing my blood sugar levels. That can really have a massive, massive impact. And not to mention, you know, a bit too much alcohol effects and a bit too much caffeine and the sugar and all the kind of accumulative kind of junky type foods. It's not often what we say, it's not just one thing. It's all those little bits added together that has the real problem.
And I think that diet sounds obvious, but you've got to actively engage with what you choose to eat, and sometimes that can get exhausting, but you know, you see the benefits of it. What about you, GQ? What's your number one go-to?
This might sound corny, I say it often to Philippa, to have those last few minutes before you go to sleep together is absolute go-to,
like
no matter what time of, and it could be, you know, and we've sort of passed the stage of raging in the nightclubs at 1 o'clock in the morning, but no matter what time, if we've been out, we come home, we have a cup of tea, and we have always made sure that we head to the bedroom at the same time. But I do enjoy 10 minutes Gerald time. Sit back in a chair in the sun, close your eyes, 10 minutes.
It's so important to have that just, even if you're not a meditator, some time to be still and quiet in your own thoughts that's just for you. So crucial.
What about you?
For me, I am absolutely vigilant with my health checks.
Okay.
So your mammograms, your colonoscopies, whatever it is for you, just making sure I'm always on time. I don't let that slide because it's pretty easy to delay, delay, delay.
Well, at the moment, especially.
Yes, but well, that's it. The message is don't let COVID stop you from having your health checks. Very important.
But what about meditation? You every day?
Every day meditate. And so key.
Yep, I'm a meditator.
Yeah, and I find that then aligns me with my diet and with my exercise and with those choices.
Yeah, I'm a mediator.
It gives you this.
On my behalf.
I like that.
Well, as a part of Women's Health Week, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jamie Lee this morning. She's a mental health and performance expert She's going to be talking about a world first new study that identified 7 key indicators that are highly significant when it comes to predicting a person's risk of depression. So it includes controllable factors like the lifestyle changes we can all make, and also uncontrollable factors that we can't change, like gender. For example, depression rates in women are almost double that in men. So that's going to be a really fascinating conversation in just a moment. Later on, we'll also be joined by biochemical nutritionist Dr. Beth Steele to find out the benefits of ubiquinol and why it's often called the body's spark plug. In our A to Z of Vitamins, we continue our series on probiotics, this time for children. And as always, we'd love you to give us a call on 131 873. Give us a call if you need help with your health today, if you have any questions or comments. That's 131 873. Next, the key factors that could predict and even reduce the risk of developing depression. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3 found in fish oil maintains general health and well-being, and Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odourless fish oil 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call now 131 873 with questions for your health. And if you have a question or comment, particularly about depression, we'd love to hear from you, 131 873, because a groundbreaking new study by researchers at AIA Australia have identified the key factors that could predict and even reduce the risk of developing depression. One in seven Australians will experience depression, with women more likely to suffer from a depressive disorder than men. The study's also drawn a direct link between depression rates and, of course, the lifestyle choices we make. So to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Jamie Lee, AIA Vitality Ambassador and Mental Health and Performance Expert. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
It's so lovely to speak with you about this very important issue. So we learned that there are two types of indicators when it comes to predicting a person's risk of depression, that there's controllable ones and uncontrollable ones. Tell us, what are the uncontrollable indicators?
Well, there are three uncontrollable indicators, and these are contributing to about 70% of depression risk, and that is age, gender, where women are twice as likely to suffer from depression than men, and illness. People who are facing quite significant physical illness, such as cancer or chronic pain, or they have a family member who is very ill.
So when you're talking about age, what age is more likely to be experiencing depression?
Well, in general, the older people are, they are more likely to be depressed due to comorbidities and stress. In particular, this is the stress-related age. Depression can affect anyone over any age. But what this study found was that the older you are, the more likely to be depressed.
It's quite interesting, Jamie, because I have a family history of depression, and I've also experienced depression and anxiety myself, and I got such a great form of help around me. Now, I was a bit frustrated because I have a great diet. I study all these elements to actually help to support me. What are the, for everybody out there, what are some of the things that are controllable when it comes to mental health or anxiety?
Well, what I found very encouraging from this study was that 30% of the depression risk is influenced by lifestyle factors that can be controlled, and that's physical exercise, a good night's sleep, having a well-balanced diet, and not smoking. The biggest and most influential one being physical exercise, where they found that people who do more exercise have a lower risk of depression. Those who take more than 10,000 steps are found to have half the depression rate of those who take less than 2,000 steps.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's so much.
Jamie, could I ask a very, very basic question for
of
people listening
so.
In? Could you define in layman's terms the word depression? Because it's bandied around, we hear it all the time, we read about it all the time. Can you make a simple definition?
Okay. So depression is a state of lowered mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's just feeling low and a sense of hopelessness and aimlessness, actually. There is depression in the clinical terms where there's, a definition and a series of symptoms that people need to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just feeling depressed, which is feeling a lowered mood, whether it be sad or low energy or really just quite sad and hopeless at times.
So you don't feel yourself?
Beg your pardon?
You don't feel yourself, basically.
Right now, no.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay.
One of the things I think is really important is resilience, mental resilience. And I try to explain this to my six-year-old when things don't go her way and how do you kind of accumulate the tools around that. We know obviously diet, exercise, I mean, these are quite common things we talk about, but what are some of the things we can do for mental resilience? Is it meditation? Is it grouping together, you know, that camaraderie that we get with women, how gorgeous we can be when we actually support each other?
Oh, I would say all of those things that you've mentioned, right? So definitely being active, having a healthy sleep routine, these are very foundational parts to your physical health. And in turn, they will also improve your mental health. I would also suggest taking frequent small breaks during your day. So it just breaks up the amount of, you know, it's focus time, concentration, but also the amount of stress hormones that are running through your body. So taking small, frequent breaks, less than 5 minutes even, going for a quick walk around the block, singing a song, doing a little dance. These little things will reduce the stress levels, improve your mental health, clarity and focus, and in turn build mental resilience.
I've just got to copy my six-year-old, basically.
Oh, yeah. yeah, absolutely. I loved your suggestion of connecting with others. I think that's very important during this time of COVID and in general, right? We are humans and we are social animals.
Mm.
And it's fantastic to connect.
Jamie, I really liked your, I've read your 9 ways to cultivate your mental health, which we can find online. And one of the things that you mentioned is keep learning. And I have found whenever I myself have experienced anxiety or a real extended period of low flatness, that to really think about what lights me up, what is something that really actually sparks a passion in me. And so keeping learning, what a great thing to challenge ourselves with, to think, well, how am I going to find new skills or something that actually, you know, stimulates my brain a little.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also about setting that goal that's achievable. You take small steps and you're working towards it and you get joy out of it, and that joy sparks all sorts of wonderful dopamine hormones in the body that just improve your overall outset as well.
Sure.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for those great tips there, Jamie.
Thank you.
Jamie Lee. And a reminder that there are some fantastic organisations out there to help you if you're experiencing mental or emotional distress, such as Beyond Blue. Go to beyondblue.org.au or call 1-300-22-4636. That is a 24/7 helpline there. Well, we welcome your calls, 131-873, with anything, assistance for your health or whether it's physical or mental. Heather in Ferny Grove, good morning.
Morning, Heather.
Hello. I've got a question for Gerald.
Sure.
I bought some activated curcumin, and it's got some glucosamine in it, 750 milligrams,
yes.
And then turmeric, 10 grams,
yes.
And black pepper, 51 milligrams.
Good.
Would I benefit by taking one or two of them a day?
Two, please, Heather, because two will take you up into the clinically proven amount of glucosamine that makes a difference, and it's putting you up into where the amount of turmeric required, or curcumin in your case, because you need plenty of that, 20 gram upwards per day. So morning and night, around meal time, to give the black pepper a chance. And it's also worth, you can add to that by putting turmeric, as Zoe will attest, adding turmeric to as many of the dishes that you're cooking as you wish.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, there's such easy ways, but I think, I mean, that supplement itself has kind of got all the elements that actually we need to absorb the curcumin as well. But, you know, cooking with turmeric, putting it into a salad dressing, even throwing it into a smoothie, it's got such a beautiful, robust flavour to it. And again, as Gerald said, it just adds more bang to your buck.
Excellent, Heather. Sounds delicious for your Sunday. Well, next on the House of Wellness, more of your course, plus how you can contribute to women's health at all ages and stages. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega 3, found in fish oil, maintains general health and well-being. And Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odorless fish oil, 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega 3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at 20. $54.99. Be body smart with nature's own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call on 131 873 with any questions you may have for your health. But also, we have been speaking with about mental health this morning, and so do give us a call if you'd like to make a comment about how you care for your mental health. What is your go-to in that? Because I think that sharing tips is really helpful when it comes to helping each other with our mental health. Now, of course, we're smack bang in the middle of Liptember, which is a fantastic campaign that raises funds and awareness for women's mental health specifically. And one of the charities that benefits from funds raised through Liptember is Jean Hales for Women's Health. It's a not-for-profit organisation that works in public health, research, clinical services and policy towards improving women's health through every life stage, which I think is really important, Gerald, that we're caring for women through all of our life stages.
Jean Hales has been an established women's health institution in Melbourne for a long, long, long time, Joe. And what we've got to remember in all of this is that as girls grow into young ladies, into mature women, mothers, all these life changes need a central reference. And Jean Hales is the sort of place where you can get lots of information. They've got a wonderful website. And interestingly, I was reading some stats from there yesterday that at the moment, there's a 24% decrease in the number of female face-to-face GP attendances. And even with the telehealth, that's down 26%. So We need to just re-engage again and look after ourselves, particularly the women who tend to be the ones that say, oh, look, others in the family need more help than I do. She'll be okay.
And it's so interesting. I mean, you hit the nail on the head before when you were saying, Joe, about getting that health check. I just did everything. I just did breast, you know, everything that needed to be done. And I think when you've got a support system like Jean Hales, nothing's taboo. And I think sometimes even I'm a 42-year-old and still it's not so fun to talk about vagina stuff and all these things. I mean, sometimes it does become a little confronting, even though we're trying to be as open-minded as we possibly can. And sometimes you do need just a little bit of additional support of how to broach those topics, even if it's just with your GP to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I'm particularly passionate about Jean Hales because it's an organisation that understands that women's health must be treated differently to men's.
Yes, that's right.
That
yes,
women
definitely
respond differently to the same treatments given to men. Often our symptoms of the same illness and disease is different to men. And that's one of the key tenets of Jean Hales.
And how you respond is different.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So to get involved, you can register with Liptember and get fundraising at liptember.com.au. Or you can purchase a Liptember lipstick from any Chemist Warehouse, pop on some colourful lippy and start the conversation about mental health. It's also featured there. Gerald, what have you got?
Yes, this is the lift out, the wellness House of Wellness lift out for September, Joe, with some examples of the bright colours on the front cover, featuring Liptember, but some really interesting articles in the middle about just looking after yourself.
That's right, and having a conversation about mental health today. Absolutely critical. 131 873 is our phone number. Angela from Oxton Park has called. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Angela. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I was wondering if you could help me. I'm 75 years old.
Yes.
I have type 2 diabetes, well controlled, but my skin is extremely dry. Yes. I use heaps and heaps of moisturiser. My skin is like a crocodile skin.
Yes.
It just sucks in the moisturiser. But the doctors, I have these red patches quite, you know, down under my knee towards my ankle. My doctor tells me it's because I have poor blood flow, and he told me I should be sitting with my legs up more. Is there something else I can do or be taking to help this condition?
I've got a couple of thoughts for you, Angela. One is a range which will put moisture back in your skin, and when you're applying a moisturiser, you're in fact massaging your lower legs, which is very important. And that's called Xeracalm, X-E-R-A. It's a funny spelling, X-E-R-A, calm, C-A-L-M. And the other thing is to take some fish oil. Increase your intake of omega-3s because there's the moisture from inside. And neither of those suggestions will have any adverse effects on your type 2 diabetes, Angela, which is probably the underlying issue causing this, and it needs really to be really carefully monitored, and you might even look at your vitamin B12 levels as well, because they can drop, particularly with the medications you might be taking.
And Angela, it's quite interesting, all of those good fats, so they can come in things like oily fish, trout, mackerel, you know, salmon, sardines, but also you can get them in extra virgin olive oil, flaxseed oil, hemp seed oil, nuts and seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds. These need to be added to your diet to every single meal. So just in small amounts, you might blend them into a smoothie, you might throw it into a salad, you might even have just a teaspoon of hemp seed or olive oil, if you can do that. The other benefit is not only are they, like as Gerald said, they're lubricating from the inside out, but also what they do is they help to keep certain vitamins, like all of these other vitamins, like vitamin A and vitamin D and all these other nutrients. They're really necessary because they work in combination. So they'll actually absorb more effectively as well. So it's so, so important, these fats in your diet.
And all the best with that, Angela, because I know from my mother and other people in my lives that dry skin is not to be dismissed.
It's
deeply uncomfortable and can really make you very unhappy.
And it's a good feeling to rub a moisturiser on morning and night. But the most important one's the one after your shower when your skin's nice and moist.
Lovely.
Yes, of course.
Next on the House of Wellness, a way to get more energy, wouldn't that be nice? And also support good heart health. That's right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions to support your health. But first, ubiquinol. It's often referred to as the body's nature's spark plug. It plays a very important role in providing energy, good heart health and fertility. To tell us more, we're joined by biochemical nutritionist Dr. Elizabeth Steele. Good morning, Beth, I should say. I don't want to call you Elizabeth. It makes it sound like you're in trouble, I guess.
That's right, it does. So, yes, good morning. It is a beautiful morning here in Brisbane.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning around the country, I hope. Beth, tell us, what is ubiquinol?
Okay, well, ubiquinol is a naturally occurring substance. It's present in all natural foods with a cellular structure that basically live and breathe. So we obviously have it in our system and our body makes it, and it's also found in any food that comes from natural food that you're harvesting that has been grown through a natural process. So it's basically in all animals and plants. It's universal. It's a universal energy for life.
Beth, I'm such a fan of coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol, but can you explain a little bit to people what, because I know the feeling of that extra boost it gives you, but can you explain why it's referred to as the body spark plug, please?
Yes. Okay, so ubiquinol is responsible for powering your cells. So you think about a battery and you need to charge it, you're trying to get your lawnmower going today or you're trying to get your car going, you want power, you need that ubiquinol. So it basically converts the carbs and fats that you eat into energy that allows your cells to actually do their job and regenerate. People think, you know, carbs and fats are energy. They're not. They're the source of energy. They have to be funneled into this little process and converted to two different kinds of energy before they actually get converted to an energy called ATP, which is the universal energy currency that the world uses, that the animals and plants use. So this ubiquinol is one of those key points that you have to pass through in order to convert your food to energy. So if it's not there, you know, you're eating empty calories. You're getting all the carbs, all the fats, and you're just not getting the maximum energy that you're getting out. You'll put your foot on the accelerator, you'll eat your food, and then nothing will happen. And you go, gee, I should be full of energy. I'm just full of beans. I should have lots of energy. And you don't. And that's because, you know, you haven't been able to process your food the way that nature actually intended. So that's my love of ubiquinol.
Beth, there are many Australians who take medications and which play a very important role in the drug-nutrient issue. What particular drugs deplete our body of CoQ10 or ubiquinol?
Well, there's a number of categories. The first one is having to know off to give you a little biochemistry. There's an enzyme called HMG-CO reductase, and basically it is required to be able to make ubiquinol. So there are some drugs, especially those that are there to manage cholesterol levels, that may interfere with your own production of ubiquinol because they're using the same pathways. Mm-hmm. So they're using the same road, basically.
Okay.
And so there's a potential. The other thing is that any medication that is going to change the way your mitochondria works, so your mitochondria may want to slow down your heart rate or might slow down your energy,
mm-hmm.
In order to just give the body a rest, which is obviously being done for a reason, can also interfere mm-hmm. with the total production of ubiquinol. So it is really, really important to make sure that if people feel tired, they go back to their GP and they ask questions yeah. and they go back and talk to the healthcare practitioner if they're tired for any unknown reason and it goes on for a few more days than it should.
Yes.
Always go back and consult the healthcare practitioner and
great.
Check.
Thank you.
So I'm assuming, Beth, that if I'm feeling a bit tired or a bit fatigued and I'm thinking, well, I'm flat and I'm still eating, eating well and I'm not getting that sense of energy that I'd like, I should be turning to ubiquinol. Who else is best suited to ubiquinol?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that we can. One is that ubiquinol also works with a lot of B vitamins and in order to make energy. So those people that are not eating well and are not eating a lot of natural foods and are not keeping up with their B vitamins and their minerals and all the other things that we need are going to be sluggish. Also, if you do a lot of exercise, because always think about energy and it being the spark plug. So if you're going to go out on Sunday today and run a marathon or ride 30 k's on your bike, you're doing more than the 10,000 steps that we sort of suggest people should do. You're using a lot of energy. You're using a lot of carbs. Every time you process carbs, you need a little bit of ubiquinol and a little bit of B vitamin to go with it. So it's, you know, if you've got increased energy demands and you're pushing yourself in terms of trying to achieve a sporting outcome or you're trying to build muscle, for instance, all of these anabolic processes mean that your body is going to need to make a little bit more ubiquinol than someone who's basically just doing the 10,000 steps a day or not even exercising. So the sports world is where it can really be used to enhance your physical power and support energy synthesis is a really important group. The other group is those of us that are actually aging. There might be some people not
speak
aging.
For yourself, Beth.
Are we all aging?
Yeah.
Gracefully.
I do like to think I'm aging gracefully, but there's these horrible stats. You know, it's called science, and they've actually shown that as we get older, we don't produce anywhere near as much ubiquinol as we did when you're younger. And, you know, I'd like to look at that and hope the science would tell me a different reason, but it doesn't. The science tells us that as we get older, and also, you know, once you start getting what we call, you know, metabolic syndrome, you know, it's a cluster of things mm-hmm. where the liver and pancreas and circulatory system are just not in tune with each other anymore. So high cholesterol, high sugar, being overweight, sleep apnea is a big one. People don't realise. Poor sleep. All of those things are interfering with you waking up in the morning ready to go, you know, or waking up tireder than when you went to bed. And so that group of that cluster really means that you need to say, okay, look, what am I doing? Do I need to change some things in my life? Do I need to eat a little bit better? Do I need to start doing some kind of exercise that, you know, we get older and we don't do the sport we did when we were in our 20s, you know, not hanging out down the beach and we're not running and we tend to watch sport instead of do sport, you know? And, you know, it's nice to have a bit of alcohol at night and have a wine instead of. So there's a lot of things that go along with aging that you can't really blame aging for.
What a pity.
That hurts to hear, but I think you're probably right. But so great to hear from you there, Dr. Beth Steele.
Thanks, Beth.
Obviously, there are many reasons for us to be considering our ubiquinol, and it's best taken in supplement form where the CoQ10 is already activated, I understand that.
Ready-to-use form, Joe, is what it's all about.
Thank you so much, Dr. Beth Steele. Well, give us a call, 131-873. If you have any questions for your health, Lyndall from Williamstown. Good morning.
Morning, Lyndall.
Yeah, good morning. Look, my query is to do with magnesium supplements.
Yes.
I've, after 25, 30 years as a bad insomniac, discovered that magnesium seems to help quite a bit.
Good.
Only I'm just getting a second bottle of it, though, and there seems to be, there's that many different quantities, different elements of magnesium. Mm-hmm. I did ask the chemist warehouse, but I wasn't really happy with the response. It was sort of like, this is a good brand, rather than the quantity.
Sure. I think the solution here, Lyndall, is that you use the one that you get the best results from. And I know that sounds trite, but if you've been using a particular type of magnesium and you have been happy with the results, don't change. Stay with it. And you can always, if you find it doesn't give you the results, there are now a number of different options where the magnesium is combined with some gentle relaxing herbs. So they're available as magnesium sleep products. But don't change. Don't change. Don't feel you've got to change for change's sake.
We'll have more of your calls next. Plus, we continue our series on probiotics. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3 found in fish oil maintains general health and well-being, and Nature Zone from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature Zone odourless fish oil 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And while it's not a vitamin, we are diving into the wonderful world of probiotics again, this time for children with children's probiotic powder. Tell me, Gerald.
What can you expect with a probiotic for a child, Joe? A number of things. A much healthier gut microbiome, far better digestive health. And you know what kids are like? They've got a pain in the tummy one day, usually before school, but pain in the tummy one day and then it's gone. A better functioning immune system, and also too, we tend to not talk about it, but better bowel actions. So there's nothing worse than a constipated child because they get miserable and then it just propagates. But the important thing is that it's not just taking one or two strains. You look at a complex strains of lactobacillus, bifidobacter, and the more strains there are, the variety of strains, the better, because you're feeding your entire gut.
Gerald, I'm such a big fan of probiotics. Obviously, in every way we can possibly get, but it's so hard to get them to kids because, you know, there's only so much yogurt you can give them and they tend to like the sweet versions, which doesn't have as much probiotic in them. So I give Emily a powder most days and I simply just either mix it in with water, or if I'm making her a smoothie, or a little bit of the yogurt or a little bit of milk at night time as well. And I really notice a difference. And sometimes if she gets a little bit of eczema, just a little bit of irritation, I'll bump up that a little bit more, a little bit of fish oils in there, and it's a winning formula. It works so well for her.
And that's the A to Z of Vitamins. It's brought to you by LifeSpace. We can all be living innovation. We love hearing from you on 131 873. We've got time for one more call. Good morning, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
We're well, Karen. Can we help you?
Morning.
Yeah, I know your main feature today was on depression. Mm-hmm. I'm actually off work today for the flu, but I've had a very bad 2020. I've suffered from depression for a few years. I've had a sick husband that has had Alzheimer's and cancer. Mm-hmm. I work in retail and I was verbally abused in February, which meant I had 4.5 months off work with counselling and GP. Also in that time, my husband passed away. So,
Karen. Oh, so sorry.
So, as I say, it's been a bad 2020. I have been back at work, and I agree that if you change your direction, it makes it so much easier. I am now in a different section and so much happier, but at the moment I'm down with the flu and still feeling very depressed and very guilty for not being at work.
Karen, first thing is, please don't feel guilty for not being at work because you're unwell and you need to care for yourself. The other thing to be aware of, that the statistics that we read with regards to depression leading into our conversation this morning, is that you are, as a woman, more likely to experience depression. As someone who is experiencing an ill family member and now a loss, that grief awful. Has to be acknowledged mm-hmm. as far as your depression
humongous.
Is concerned.
Yes.
And also people who have previously been diagnosed with depression are 20 times more likely to be re-diagnosed.
Yes.
So you need to be kind to yourself in acknowledging that it's okay to feel flat and down and to reach out for help, I think.
Yeah. And Karen, absolutely. As an old retailer, you are a champion. A pat on the back from yeah. everybody.
Oh, yes. Our retailers yeah, are time. Really, really at the front line at the moment. So we're really thinking of you, Karen, and we hope that you are surrounded with love, with a lot of support for you. We are going to be back in just a minute with the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Thank you so much to all of our callers, and we apologise if we were not able to get to you. Gerald, there's a way that people can reach you if we go to houseofwellness.com.au.
And the Ask tab up on the top right-hand side, and the answer will be prompt. I've caught up.
Oh, you are so dedicated to those emails and all of those questions,
Gerald. It's like
climbing
a stanchion. You get to the top and then you go all the
impressive.
Way down.
Impressive.
Well, also, if you want more House of Wellness today on House of Wellness TV on Channel 7 at midday, a really important story about a Melbourne study that's uncovered research surrounding heart attack sufferers who are delaying going to hospital for fear of COVID-19. So the message is, if you have symptoms, do not delay going to the hospital.
Important.
Really important.
Absolutely.
Zoe, thank you so much for another wonderful hour.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
It's been really delightful. Thank you, as always, to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week, and we'll see you next week.